请大家再翻到诗篇。
Would you turn with me once again to the book of Psalms?
今天早上我们要看诗篇里面七幅的复兴的图画。
We will see several pictures of revival in the Psalms today.
在诗篇里面有很多幅的图画。
There are many pictures that are depicted in the book of Psalms.
可惜呢，我不会画图画。
Unfortunately, I'm not an artist.
如果我会画的话，
If I were,
我真是想将这些图画一幅一幅地画出来。
I would like to visually display these pictures one by one to you.
也许我们中间有的弟兄姊妹有绘画的天才。
Maybe some of us are blessed with this talent of drawing.
如果你有这个感动，
If you are so moved,
这也是你属灵的创作的一条路线。
This is one direction for your spiritual creativity.
你好好的读诗篇。
Read the Psalms intently.
把你所发现的一幅一幅的属灵的图画画出来。
And what spiritual pictures that come before your eyes, put them down on paper.
我相信你的那个画册呢，就会风行所有的华人教会。
And I believe that your portfolio will be very popular among the Chinese churches.
复兴是非常的重要。
Revival is an extremely important element.
今天有很多的基督徒在世界各地为了复兴祷告。
There are many Christians worldwide that are praying today for revival.
我们实在需要复兴。
And indeed we need to be revived.
复兴有两种。
There are two types of revivals.
第一种是神特别的作为。
First of all, there is the special handiwork of God.
他按照他的时间，
according to God's time,
按照他定的地方，
according to his destined location,
用他定的方式，
and according to his plan and method,
借着圣灵大大的工作赐下复兴，
by the mighty power of the Spirit, he grants us revival.
那是非常的宝贵。
That is very precious in itself.
但是还有一种的复兴。
There's another type of revival, however.
是我们可以借着追求长进，一步一步进到复兴里面。
That is progressive step by step as we pursue in spiritual growth.
我们长进进入复兴。
We grow into revival.
每一个人都可以有第二种复兴。
Now that revival is open to all of us.
第一种的复兴啊，我们没有办法定什么时候发生。
The first type of revival, we have no plan as to when it will happen.
但是第二种的复兴呢？
But the second type of revival,
我们每个人都可以借着追求长进而得到。
Can be fulfilled in our lives by pursuing a spiritual growth in prayer.
那么今天呢，我们的重点就在第二种的复兴。
Our emphasis today is, of course, on the second type of revival.
我们要很简单地看七幅复兴的图画。
Today we will very simply examine the seven pictures portrayed in the Psalms.
第一幅的图画。
The first picture.
103篇。
Psalm 103.
第五节。
Psalm 103 verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，医治你乳婴返老还童。
Psalm 103 verse 5, Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
乳婴返老还童。
Thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
如果你看这个 Matthew Henry 的圣经注释。
If you read Matthew Henry's writing, a commentary in the Bible,
你会发现，
you will discover,
在这一节圣经的地方，
that with this verse,
他这样说，
He says,
在自然界，或者说动这个飞鸟界，
In the natural realm, especially in the realm of the flying fowls,
有一种很特别的现象。
There is a very unique phenomenon.
就是鹰呢，到了年老的时候呢，它的全身的羽毛啊，再一次丰满起来。
And that is the eagle in his old age, all of a sudden will have a regeneration of new feathers.
所以特别好看。
So he becomes especially attractive.
是很有意思的一件事。
And it is a very meaningful event.
在年老的时候，新的恩典降临。
It symbolizes new grace when one comes upon a ripe age.
我们从这幅图画想到复兴。
From this picture, we think about revival.
我们信主时间长了以后。
Having believed for quite a period of time,
我们的灵性呢，就受时间的考验。
Our spiritual state is tested by the element of time.
时间的考验呢，是个很重要的考验。
The test of time is a very important test.
有人热心爱主啊，是很短的时间。
There are some people who are able to be zealous for the Lord for a very short span.
热心一年。
One year maybe.
热心两年。
Two years maybe.
热心三年也相当长了。
Three years, that's a rather long span.
慢慢慢慢呢，就冷下去。
But gradually it cools off.
受不起时间的考验。
They cannot pass the test of time.
当我们在时间里面慢慢冷下去的时候。
And as we grow cold with time,
我们需要复兴。
We need revival.
胜过时间的考验。
We need to overcome and pass this testing of time.
有的基督徒啊，信主越久，蒙恩越多呢，就是慢慢的在恩典中麻木了。
There are some Christians, having believed and received so much as with time, blessings, they become insensitive.
他们觉得蒙恩呢是很自然的事，是神一定要给他们的。
They take the blessing and grace of God upon them as something rather for granted.
所以呢，在恩典中啊，慢慢向下去。
And so, they take a downward drift in grace.
就好像这个太阳光下面的泥一样，越晒越硬。
Much as mud will dry before a scorching sun.
但是另外有的基督徒呢?
How are there some other Christians?
他们不像泥,乃是像蜡。
They are like wax rather than mud.
蜡在太阳光下面晒的时候。
And wax, when put under the sunlight,
越晒越软。
Becomes softer as time goes on.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
有的基督徒蒙恩越多就越爱主。
There are some Christians that are like that. The more grace they receive, the more they love God.
在恩典中时间越长就越爱主。
The longer the time period they receive in grace, the more they love the Lord.
我们自己是怎么样?
What are we like today?
是像泥还是像蜡?
Are we like wax or are we like clay?
有的时候我看见青年的弟兄姊妹热心爱主,我心里很快乐。
I am very happy to see young people show such love and fervency for the Lord.
但是呢,我还有点不放心。
But however, I don't feel altogether safe.
因为他们的热心呢，还没有受过时间的考验。
Because that type of fervency has not withstood the testing of time.
有许多青年弟兄姊妹在读大学的时候很热心。
There are many college-age students that love the Lord dearly when they're in college.
但是结婚以后呢，就不同了。
But things start to change after they get married.
做事以后呢，就不同了。
Things change after they have a career.
慢慢慢慢消沉了。
Gradually, it disintegrates.
以后呢，在教会里面呢，这个热心的行列当中啊，见不到他们。
And finally, you do not find them among the fervent ranks, so to speak, in church.
另外一方面。
Then on the other hand.
我看见一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
I've seen some elderly Christians.
他们很热心爱主。
They love the Lord dearly too.
我更为他们感谢主。
And I thank the Lord even more for them.
他们信了主几十年了。
They believed in the Lord for decades.
一直是热心爱主、侍奉主。
And their love for the Lord and their service for the Lord has been persistent.
这是一个很宝贵的胜利。
And that is a wonderful victory.
他们在时间的考验里面有很好的表现。
Because they have passed the testing of time with flying colors.
约翰·威斯里。
John Wesley.
八十八岁过世
died at the age of 88.
他在临死的时候
on his deathbed,
讲了一句话
he said,
很宝贵啊
said something very precious.
他说 the best thing is God is still with us. 最好的就是神与我们同在。感谢主，他那么大年纪，心里还是充满了主的同在的感觉。
We thank God that even at such an old age, he is still filled with the sense of the presence of God.
他没有改变。
He didn't change.
这句话雕刻在他的纪念碑上。
And this quote was inscribed on his grave plaque.
成了很出名的一句话。
And became a very famous quote.
最好的一件事是神仍然与我们同在。
The most wonderful thing is that God is still with us.
有一间大学在北美洲。
There's a university in North America.
叫 Hamilton College.
By the name of Hamilton College.
这个大学的创办人叫 Dr. Packus.
The founder is Dr. Packus.
这是很多年前的事的。
This thing happened many years ago.
他年老过世的时候。
And when he died in old age,
留下了一个很动人的表现。
He also left with a very touching expression.
他年老还病。
He was ill in his old age.
有一天医生告诉他说。
And one day the doctor told him,
他说你只有很短的时间了。
That he was not expected to live for a long time.
这照我的经验呢，大概半个钟头。
According to my experience, the doctor said about half more hour.
这个美国的医生和中国的医生这个习惯不大相同啊。
Western doctors and Chinese doctors are quite different in their manner of practice.
中国医生从来不会告诉你，你半个钟头以后要死了。
Chinese doctors will never tell you that your life expectancy is 30 minutes.
但是美国的医生啊，他们的背景习惯不同。
But Western doctors, being the way they are, will do so.
让 Dr. Packus 听见这个消息的时候。
And when Dr. Packus heard the news,
他就对他的亲人说
He said to his family
他说我有一个请求
He said I have a request
请你们不要拒绝
Please do not refuse my request
他们说请你说了我们不会拒绝
And they said no we won't tell us
他说
And he said
请你们把我扶起来
Would you hold me up
在我的床上跪下
So I can kneel on my bed
你们扶着我跪下
And hold me in this kneeling position
这我要祷告
I want to pray
我要用我在世上最后的半个小时祷告
I want to spend the last half hour on earth praying
他的亲人答应了就不能够不做
Having promised beforehand, his family had to go through his request
所以他们就把他扶起来
So they held him up
跪在床上
And so he knelt in bed
他祷告
And he prayed
祷告什么
What did he pray about?
他为了全世界归主祷告。
He prayed for the worldwide conversion to Christianity.
这是在他的心灵上多年来的一个负担。
This was his burden for many years.
一直到最后。
Until the final moment.
他还是在主的面前这样祷告。
He still prayed like that before God.
后来主接他回去。
And so the Lord took him back to his own.
这是一个多么动人的事实
A very moving incident
他爱主侍奉主一直到底
He loved the Lord and served the Lord till the very end
也求主帮助我们每一个人
We ask that the Lord will help each one of us
能够在时间的考验里面呢得到一个复兴
That we too can pass this testing of time with revival
也能够一生一世的爱主侍奉主
so that we will love and serve the Lord the rest of our days.
奉献呢是一个点，也是一条线。
Dedication is a point; it's also a line.
那个点是开始点。
The point, of course, is the beginning.
我们每一个人奉献都有一个起点。
We also always have an origin when we dedicate.
我相信我们中间有许多的弟兄姊妹已经奉献。
And I believe that many of us have dedicated ourselves.
我不是说奉献做传道人那种奉献。
I'm not saying about dedication into full-time ministry.
那是为主而活的奉献。
But a dedication that we will live for the Lord.
我们的奉献有个起点。
That dedication has an origin point.
但是不单单是一个点而已。
But it does not stop at being a point.
那个点变成一条线
The point continues into a line
一直的奉献
And it continues on
然后从一条线变作面
Then it goes on from a line into a plane
那就是全面的奉献
And that is a whole integrated approach to dedication
在这条线里面呢还有好多点
Within that line there are many more points
每一个点就是重新奉献
Each point is a rededication of our lives.
每一个奉献的人呢，需要重新奉献。
Every person that has dedicated his life needs rededication along the way.
一次过的奉献靠不大住。
Because a one-time dedication is not safe enough on its own.
也就是说，慢慢慢慢，我们的奉献冷下去。
Sometimes our dedication will dissipate with time.
慢慢变成一个字句，没有实际。
Gradually, it just becomes a phenomena with no reality.
我们需要一次、两次、多次。重新奉献。
Once, twice, and over again, we need to rededicate our lives.
这样我们就能够不断地有复兴。
This way, we can have revival all along this way.
每一次重新奉献就是复兴。
Every time we rededicate our lives, it is a revival point.
这个复兴你可以随时得到。
And that revival point is accessible anytime.
第二幅的复兴的图画。
Then we see the second picture of revival.
Psalm 126 verse 4.
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这幅图画就是河水伏流。
Here we see the flowing ebb and tide of a stream.
这条河原来是流的。
The stream is flowing.
哎呀，那是多么美丽。
A beautiful picture.
这个河的两边有树木。
We see trees on both sides of this waterway.
有青翠的草地。
We see green pastures.
美丽的景况。
Beautiful scene.
但是后来呢，停止流动了。
But somehow it stopped flowing.
哎呀，那个情况完全。
Then things start to change.
这个河底显出来了。
Then we see the mud bank.
这个两边的青草地干旱了。
And we see the drying of these green pastures along the sides.
树木的叶子也落了。
We see the withering of the trees by the stream.
那是何等的可惜。
How sad a picture.
何等的荒凉。
How desolate a picture.
但是现在。
But here.
这个停留的河水浮流。
We see the stream once again ebbing.
这是复兴。
That is revival.
那么我们要问。
Then we ask this question.
这里讲的是什么呢?
What is this talking about here?
第一句。
First of all,
神使我们被掳的人归回。
God can set the captive free.
神的百姓被敌人掳去了。
The people of God are taken into captivity.
那个时候这个河水就停流了。
That is the point when the stream ceases to flow.
现在被掳的人呢得到释放。
Here the captives are released.
重新回到本土。
They are returned to their homeland.
他们又得到自由。
They are free once again.
他们又能够荣耀神、侍奉神。
They are able to glorify and serve God once again.
这就是浮流。
That is the reflow.
这是一个宝贵的复兴。
And that is a very dear revival.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
有没有任何的事物把你掳去呢
Is there anything in our lives that is holding us captive?
从前呢以色列人被掳
In the past, the Israelites were held captive.
巴比伦人到了圣城
The Babylonians came into the holy city.
又进了圣殿
They went into the holy temple.
他们把这个圣殿里的圣器皿掳走
They took away all the holy vessels of the temple.
拿去放在他们的大滚神的庙里面
And desecrated them by putting them into their pagan temples.
原来是为了侍奉耶和华而用的圣器皿
What holy vessel that was destined to serve the holy God?
现在呢，来侍奉偶像。
We're now used to serve idols.
这是个悲剧。
That is a tragedy.
很可惜。
And that is a sad picture.
原来给神用。
What was intended for God's use?
现在给撒旦用。
But now is for Satan's use.
原来是神的器皿。
What was God's vessel?
现在竟然落在罪恶的手中。
Now became captive of sin.
做了不义的器皿
and became vessels unto unrighteousness.
任何的人到了这个光景
and when a person has fallen into this state,
需要复兴
he needs revival.
神的恩典临到
the grace of God has come upon him.
圣灵的亮光临到
this enlightening of the Spirit has come upon him.
主的话语临到
the word of God has descended upon him.
让这样的弟兄姊妹醒过来。
A person as such is awakened.
一个新的追求。
And there is a new line of pursuit.
从撒旦的手中出来。
To deliver themselves out of the hand of Satan.
再回到主的手里。
To re-enter into the hands of God.
再一次做主的器皿。
To become the vessel of God once again.
这是何等的美好。
That is beautiful in itself.
让我们把自己放在主手里。
Let us place ourselves in the hands of God.
这样主就能重新用我们。
So that God can once again use us.
大概二十年前。
Around 20 years ago,
有一次我到加拿大去讲道。
I was speaking in Canada.
在加拿大的一个神学院的毕业礼讲道。
I spoke in commencement in a seminary there.
在毕业礼的前一个晚上。
The night before commencement,
这个毕业班的同学呢，有一个话别会。
The graduating class had a farewell party.
请全校的同学参加。
And the entire student body was invited.
我也参加了。
I attended too.
节目当中有一个。
There was one of the program.
在这个节目里面呢，有两个同学呢在台上谈话。
It showed two students conversing on this platform.
他们讨论一些这个属灵生活里面的难处。
They were discussing some of the problems one encounter in the spiritual life.
后来他们来到一个问题没有办法解决。
Then they came up upon a problem that they could not resolve.
这个时候一个年长的弟兄上了台。
Then another elderly brother stepped onto the podium.
他们就请教他。
And they asked him of that question.
那么这一个年长的同学啊，用了一个比喻。
And the elderly student gave him an illustration.
在我的心中留一个很深刻的印象。
An illustration which left a very deep impression in my mind.
他拿了一根线出来。
He took a thread out.
我看我能找到我的线吗？哦，是在这里。他拿一根线出来。
He took out a piece of thread.
然后拿他的笔出来。
Took out his pen.
用这个线呢。就挂在这个，把这个笔挂在线上。
And he suspended his pen from this thread.
然后呢，他就问大家两个问题。
Then he asked the audience two questions.
他说这个笔在哪里？
Where is the pen?
大家回答说在你手中。
They said they're in your hands.
他说既然在我手中，我能这样写字吗？
He said if it's in my hands, can I write with it this way?
大家说不能。
No was the answer.
然后他问。
Then he asked again.
我怎么样做才能用它写字？
How can I, what can I do to be able to use this pen?
大家回答说。
And the answer came.
抓住它。
Grab hold of the pen.
Hold it in your hand.
Hold it.
那么这个时候就可以写字。
This is the only way you can write with this pen.
多么简单。
Simple enough.
那两个同学啊。讨论的问题，这个答案就在这里。
And that was the answer to those two students' question.
我永远忘记不了这个。
Something that I will never forget.
也许今天你们看了以后，也可以记住，也相当长的时间。
Maybe this will stay in your mind for quite a period of time.
有人属主啊，就是这样属法。
Some people belong to God exactly in this way.
我属主。
I belong to God.
是这样属。
And in this manner.
这样的属主，主奈他不合。
And there's nothing God can do with a person like that.
这样的基督徒主真是没有办法。
There's nothing God can do with Christians like that.
说之后可以摇摇他。
He can just shake him up.
那么他充其量就这样被摇一摇。
And that's all he can do, just give him a shake or two.
主不能用他。
But cannot be put to use.
有许多基督徒主不能用他。
There are many Christians that God is unable to use.
为什么？
Why?
他拒绝让主抓住他。
Because he refuses to be held by God.
我们要把自己放在主手中。
We are to put ourselves in the hand of God.
我们要祷告说，主啊，求你把我握在你手中。
And we ask God that He will hold us in His hand.
这个时候，主可以用我。
It is only then that God can use us.
我们要把自己交给主。
And we are to put ourselves in the hands of God.
重新的奉献。
Once again to rededicate ourselves to Him.
从被掳的地方回来。
So that we can be delivered from captivity.
如果有任何的人,
If there is any one person,
任何的事把我们掳去,
any one thing that captures us,
让我们不爱主,
so that we no longer love the Lord,
让我们离开主远,
so that we are far away from the Lord,
让我们不能被主用,
so that we are no longer be able to used by the Lord,
我们要靠着主说,
then by the grace of God we will say,
我要离开,
I will have nothing to do with that.
我要再一次把自己放在主手中,
I will put myself once again in the hand of God.
第三幅的图画
The third picture we see
六十篇
Psalm 60
第一第二两节
Psalm 60 verses 1 and 2
六十篇一二节这样说神啊你丢弃了我们使我们破败你向我们发怒求你使我们复兴你使地震动而且崩裂求你将裂口医好因为地摇动
Psalm 60 verses 1 and 2 O God, thou hast cast us off thou hast scattered us thou hast been displeased O turn thyself to us again thou hast made the earth to tremble thou hast broken it heal the breaches thereof for it shaketh
在这里世人求复兴
Here the psalmist asks for revival
他用一个比喻来讲
And he uses an illustration
也是一幅图画
A beautiful picture
在地面上有一个很深的裂口
Here we see the brokenness of the earth
他说神啊
God he says
求你医好这个裂口
Heal this earth
因为这个地摇动
Because the earth shaketh
这个裂口影响很大
This breach has great impact.
甚至于让地震动。
To the extent that the earth shakes.
很严重。
It's a serious thing.
所以诗人祷告。
And so the psalmist prays here.
这个裂口怎么产生的呢?
How did this breach came to be?
这个表面看的好像是从神产生的。
It seemed that it originated from God.
你看第一节说。
Verse 1.
神啊,你使我们破败。
God, thou hast cast off us, thou hast scattered us.
但是事实上呢，是因为以色列人违背神。
But God did this because the Israelites had disobeyed God.
所以神的管教临到他们。
And so the disciplining hand of God was upon them.
结果有一个裂口产生。
And so this breach.
所以真正的来源是他们自己。
So it was themselves that was the true originator of the breach.
现在大卫醒过来。
But here David awakens.
他看见这个裂口越裂越宽。
He sees this breach getting wider and wider.
他求神来医治。
And he asks for the healing of God.
医治裂口是一个真正的复兴。
The healing of this crack or breach is true revival.
我相信这个裂口可以代表很多的事物。
This breach can represent many things in our lives.
我只是提一样。
Let me give you an example.
有的时候弟兄姊妹之间有了裂口
Sometimes there is a breach between brother and sister
不能相合
They cannot be friends
不能相爱
They cannot love one another
有了冲突
They have conflict
甚至有了恨
Sometimes even hatred
不能够用爱彼此对待
They cannot deal with one another in love anymore
甚至于在同一个家里面
Sometimes it happens within a family even
有了裂口
There is this breach
也许哥哥和弟弟不讲话
Sometimes brothers and brothers don't speak to one another
也许姐姐和妹妹不讲话
Or sisters between sisters
也许在学校里面同学不讲话
Sometimes it happens school within schoolmates
或者在教会里面弟兄姊妹不讲话
Sometimes it happens in the church
有隔膜
There is a distance
有问题
There's a problem
这是个裂口
That is a breach
需要医治
A breach that needs to be healed
裂口很重要吗
Is the breach or the crack important?
有的时候好像很简单的小事
It seems
的复兴历史里面
In the revival history of the church
每一次圣灵大大工作的时候
Every time that the Spirit works greatly
每一次教会复兴的时候
Every time the church revives
最明显的情况之一
The biggest evident and the most evident symptom
就是弟兄姊妹和好
Is the reconciliation between brothers and sisters
这是在教会历史里面常常见的
And this is often seen in the history of the church
在教会里面
within the church
有许多时候有属灵的难处那个根源就是有这个裂口
there are many spiritual problems whose root problem is this breach
保罗说
Paul said
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
strive to keep this unity that is granted by the Holy Spirit
哪里合一哪里圣灵运行
because where there is unity there the Spirit will move
哪里有裂口圣灵的工作受拦阻
where there is a breach the work of the Spirit is hindered
那样整个的教会可能受亏损
and the whole church will suffer
所以我们需要医好裂口
these breaches need to be healed
我在读神学的时候
When I was in seminary
在英国的 Scotland
I was in Scotland
我常常经过一座桥
I often had to pass by a bridge
叫做这个 George IV Bridge 乔治四世桥
George the Fourth Bridge
这个桥很宽很窄
It was a long and a wide bridge
他们告诉我这个当日啊造这个桥的时候
And I was told when the bridge was first built
有一个故事
There was a nurse
这个桥呢是从这个河的两边来装起的把桥分作两半来两边装到后来当中汇合
The bridge was built from both ends of the river until it met in the middle
当相合的是那天
And when the day came that the two sides would meet
什么都装好了
Everything was ready
但是工人发现了这个两半的桥中间呢差了几寸不能够合起来
But to their dismay there was a gap of several inches that these two sides just could not meet
他们很着急
And there was much anxiety over this
他们就通知这个工程师
And so the engineer was notified
工程师说
And the engineer said
不要怕
Don't worry about it
你们等到中午的时候下午两点钟再看
Wait till noon, wait till around 2 o'clock afternoon.
到了下午两点钟。
And by that time,
这个两边合起来。
The bridge converged.
因为啊，这个阳光出来，热度增加。
Because the sun came out and the temperature rose.
这个热胀冷缩的原理出现。
And the phenomena of expansion with heat proved its effect.
那个工程师早就计划好了。
In fact, it was designed into the plan.
计算得很精确
and the calculations were all planned ahead of time
到了时候在那个每年的那个季节在那个温度之下正好连起来
and every year in that season at the right temperature the bridge would meet
这是在 Scotland 很出名的故事
that's a very famous anecdote in Scotland
其实是很简单的道理
in fact it's a very simple truth behind it
在阳光的热度之下
in the heat of the sun
这个的一个裂口就合起来
this breach would no longer exist
在神的爱中
in the love of God
我们的裂口也可以医好
our breaches too are healed
只有神的爱可以医好裂口
And there is only the love of God that is able to heal this breach.
只有十字架的爱能够使裂口平复。
Only the love at the cross that can restore this breach.
让我们常常来到十字架下。
So let us come often before the cross.
让十字架的爱再一次、再一次、再一次充满我们。
And allow the love of the cross to once again and over again and over again to fill us once more.
我们自己不会饶恕人。
We are unable to forgive on our own.
我们自己不会爱。
We are unable to love on our own.
但是十字架的爱充满我们的时候。
But when the love of the cross fills us,
我们就能做到我们原来自己做不到的事。
Then we are able to do what we were unable to do on our own.
第四幅复兴的图画
Then we see the fourth picture
四十二篇第一节
Psalm 42 verse 1
四十二篇第一节
Psalm 42 verse 1
神啊我的心切慕你如鹿切慕溪水
Psalm 42 verse 1 As the heart panteth after the water brook so panteth my soul after thee O God
Yeah, 这幅图画也很美丽
Here we see another yet beautiful picture
一只鹿在溪水旁边
We see the hart beside the brook
他切慕溪水。
And he desires the waters of the brook.
他需要溪水。
He needs that water.
所以他尽量的饮取溪水。
And so he drinks to his content.
这是代表什么？
What does that mean?
这是爱神的复兴。
This shows the love of the revival of God.
诗人说。
The psalmist says.
我的心渴慕神。
My heart desires the Lord.
我的心爱神。
My heart loves God.
好像鹿渴慕溪水一样。
The heart, as a heart panteth after the water, so panteth my soul after God.
我们在爱神上需要复兴。
We need to be revived in our love towards God.
有的时候我们侍奉的工作很忙。
Sometimes we are so busy serving.
忙忙忙忙。
We are busy, busy, and busy.
结果呢，我们就用这个工作代替了主自己。
And we replace God Himself by our work.
我们结果我们就为了工作而工作。
And so we end up working for work's sake.
不是为了主而工作。
And we do not work for the Lord's sake.
结果我们就越工作越枯干。
And so our work starts to dry up.
慢慢觉得很累。
After a while, we are fatigued.
觉得没有力量。
We feel we have no strength anymore.
没有喜乐。
We have no joy in serving.
心里没有膏油。
We are not anointed inside.
才慢慢就想放下。
And we want to quit.
慢慢说，谁想做给谁做。
And we'll say, well, whoever wants to take it up, we'll take it up.
那是因为工作代替了主。
That is because our work has replaced the Lord Himself.
那个时候，我们需要爱主上的复兴。
And it is at this time that we need to be revived in our love towards God.
为了爱主而做。
We work because we love the Lord.
这样我们的工作很轻松。
And our work becomes so much more easier.
我们一面做一面赞美。
We praise as we work.
我们一面做我们享受那个工作。
We enjoy as we work.
里面有力量。
We have strength from within.
好像一个轮子。擦了油一样。
It is just a well, like a well-lubricated wheel.
越做越有力量。
The more we work, the more strengthened we are.
那是主的爱在我们里面激励我们。
And this is because it is the love of God inside that urges us on.
我讲我自己的一个经验。
Let me share with you a personal experience.
我在香港33年。
I have been in Hong Kong for 33 years.
有一次我到香港的新界，就是香港的乡间去，在一个小礼拜堂讲道。
One time I went to the New Territories in a rural church there.
那天很热。
It was a hot day, I remember.
夏天的热，从香港来的弟兄姊妹都知道是什么味道。
From those that are from Hong Kong, you will still remember the scalding heat of a Hong Kong summer day.
虽然在 Seattle。有的时候夏天也到90多度。
We know once in a while Seattle will hit 90 in its summers.
但是西雅图的90多度和香港的90多度完全是两回事。
But the 90 degrees in Seattle is quite different from a 90 degrees in Hong Kong.
那天90多度。
It was a 90 degree day in Hong Kong.
那个小礼拜堂在一个小山头上。
The church was on a small hill.
那是个礼拜天下午。
It was a Sunday afternoon.
上午呢，我已经在自己的教会讲了两次。
And I had already delivered 2 messages in my home church in the Sunday morning.
吃了午饭以后，坐车子到新界。
So having had lunch, I took a car and went to the New Territories.
要爬这个山路。
And I had to climb this hill by foot.
我爬的时候觉得很累。
I found it very tiring.
很热。
It was hot.
我心里想。
And I thought to myself,
如果我没有答应来就好了。
How I wish I had never promised to come in the first place.
正在那个时候
And just at that moment
突然我想
I suddenly thought
这是为主做
I am working for the Lord
这样想的时候
And once this occurred to me
我整个的感觉都改变
My whole perspective and feelings changed
原来两只脚要没有力量
My legs were so tired before that
但是这样一想的时候
But since that change in thought
我很轻松走上去
It was an easy walk from there on
我觉得很快乐
I was happy
因为是为主做
Because I was doing it for the Lord's sake
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
在主的家里面
In the household of God
有许多工作
There are many things to be done
你做的时候
When you do something
是什么心情
What type of attitude do you serve in
你是不得已而做吗
You do it because there's no other choice
还是一面做一面抱怨呢
Are you grumbling when you are doing it
不是一面做一面想他也不做他也不做他也不做就是我做
Or are you thinking that no one else is doing it How come I'm the only one working
如果那样的话，你很辛苦了。
If you have that attitude, it must be very bothersome.
你也很可怜。
And it is very sad for you too.
那个不想做而做的这个情况很可怜。
Because it is too bad for a person that doesn't have any other choice but to work.
我想主呢也很难欣赏这样的侍奉。
And I believe that God finds it hard to be pleased with that type of a service.
我们也不满足。
In fact, we cannot even derive pleasure ourselves.
但愿主的爱激励我们。
May the love of God constrain us.
为了主。
That for the Lord's sake.
完全为了主。
That we work only for the Lord's sake.
不是为人。
Not for any person.
不是为自己。
Not for ourselves either.
为了主。
But for the Lord.
这个时候呢，我们整个的感受不同了。
And at that point, our entire experience is totally different.
为什么主问彼得说？
Why did the Lord ask Peter?
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？三次。
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou thee more than these? He asked him three times.
有人说，因为彼得过去三次不认主，所以主要问他三次。
The answer said that Peter denied the Lord three times, so the Lord is asking him this question three times.
不错，我相信那是个好理由。
Good enough reason, I guess.
但是我相信还有一个原因。
But I believe there's another reason.
那就是主要我们知道。
And that is the Lord wants us to know.
他问我们这个问题啊，我们常常需要。
That when he asks us this question, it's because we need to be asked.
主问我们一次不够。
And once asked is not enough.
过一段时间就要问一次。
After a little while, the Lord needs to ask us that question again.
对，一次一次一次问我们。
And again, and again.
不但三次。
Not only three times.
可能六次。
Maybe six times.
也可能十二次。
Maybe 12 times.
主问过你多少次
How many times has the Lord asked you this question?
主问过我好多次
The Lord has asked that question of me many times.
我十八岁信主
I became a believer at the age of 18.
我父亲是牧师但是我呢十八岁才信主
My father was a minister but I did not become a believer until 18.
十九岁奉献
I dedicated myself to the Lord at 19.
然后进了大学
Then I went to college.
进大学的时候慢慢的冷淡
And then my love for the Lord grew cold.
到了第三年
Until my junior year
主安排一个机会
Then the Lord arranged for an opportunity
我从这个中国西北坐车子到重庆
For me to go to Chongqing
那个时候是中日抗战的时候
It was during the Sino-Japanese War
到重庆参加夏令会
I went to Chongqing to attend a summer conference
有一位讲员
There was a speaker
讲主问彼得的问题
And this was what he talked about, the question that the Lord asked Peter.
圣灵大大做工。
And the Spirit worked greatly.
讲完以后。
After the message,
大家跪下祷告。
Everyone knelt down to pray.
我跪下。
I knelt down.
我旁边一个工学院的同学一起跪下。
And there was another fellow student from a technological school that knelt with me.
一跪下呢，我的眼泪一直的流。
And when I knelt down, my tears came down too.
圣灵感动我。
The Spirit touched me.
让我看见自己的情况。
So I could see the way I was.
我认罪悔改。
And I confessed my sins, I repented my sins.
得到复兴。
And I was revived.
那天主问我。
And that day the Lord asked me.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
那个问题，从那个时候以后，主又问我好多次。
Since that day the Lord has asked me that same question many, many times.
我们需要主常常问我们。
We need to be asked that question many, many times.
爱主的复兴。
We need to be revived in our love towards God.
第五幅的图画。
Then we see the fifth picture.
我们看四十篇第二节。
Psalm 40 verse 2.
四十篇第二节。
Psalm 40 verse 2.
他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going.
这是大卫的经验。
This is the experience of David.
他跌在淤泥坑里面。
He had fallen into a pit of mud.
就好像我们所说的那个沉沙的地方。
It's just like sinking sand.
越陷越深
So you sink and you sink down.
罪恶就是这样
This is like sin.
落到罪恶里面越陷越深
Because once you fall into sin, you go down and you go even down.
正在这个时候
And at that very moment,
神伸出他的手
God stretches out his hand,
慈爱的手
His loving hand.
有能力的手。
His mighty hand.
抓住大卫。
And he gripped hold of David.
把他拉上来。
And pulled him out.
然后把他的脚放在磐石上。
And set his feet upon a rock.
这个时候他改变。
And he has changed.
他开始唱歌。
He starts to sing.
第三节。
Verse 3 tells us.
他使我口唱新歌。
And he has put a new song in my mouth.
就是赞美我们神的话。
Even praise unto our God.
许多人必看见而惧怕。
Many shall see it and fear.
并要依靠耶和华。
And shall trust in the Lord.
当我读到这的时候。
When I read upon this verse.
我觉得很奇怪。
I thought it strange.
为什么大卫唱歌的时候很多人很怕。
Why would people be afraid when David starts to sing?
有的人唱歌别人真是怕。
Some people, when they start to sing, they scare people.
不像唱歌。
They don't sound like they're singing.
像呼喊。
They sound like they're shouting.
这里是不是这个意思呢？
Does it mean that thing here?
我相信不是这个意思。
I don't think so.
大卫是个音乐家。
Here David was a musician.
他会弹琴。
He could play musical instruments. He could sing.
他的歌很动听。
And he had a very pleasant voice.
为什么有人听见？看见而害怕。
Then why is it that when many see it, they fear?
这个怕就是震服的意思。
This fear is a fear of reverence.
震动。
It's shaken.
哎呀，他们心里有一种的这个敬畏的感觉。
They have this fear of reverence in their heart.
因为他们看见，哎呀，这个人悔改了。
Because they see the repentance of this man.
神把他救上来。
God has delivered this man.
改变了他。
God has changed this man.
这个人整个的人生改变。
And his entire being is transformed.
他们的心头震动。
And so their hearts are shaken.
而且那个见证的歌声很有能力。
How mighty this song of witness.
结果呢？
And so.
他们也依靠耶和华。
They too trust in the Lord.
这是他悔改的结果。
And so this is the consequence of his repentance.
感动了许多的人。
It touched many other lives.
也投靠神。
So that other people would trust in the Lord also.
这是在跌倒的时候的复兴。
This is a revival from being fallen state.
第六幅的图画。
Then we see the sixth picture.
104篇三十节。
Psalm 104 verse 30.
104篇三十节。
Psalm 104 verse 30.
你发出你的灵，他们便受造；你使地面更换为新。
Thou sendest forth thy spirit; they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth.
这里说的更新是什么意思？
What does this renewal mean?
两个意思。
Two meanings.
一个意思是神创造大地的时候。
First, it means when God created the heavens and the earth.
神借着圣灵创造。
That by the Holy Spirit, the creation was accomplished.
这个大地就出现很美丽。
And so the beautiful universe came to be.
原来是空虚混沌。
Where in the past it was void.
后来就变成了美丽。
We see beauty being replaced.
第二个意思。
Then the second meaning,
那就是每年更新一次。
It means the annual renewal.
那就是春天的时候。
And that is spring.
春天来了。
When spring comes,
万象更新。
We see the whole earth renewed.
所以我们在这个中国人的这个家门口有一副对子。
Sometimes we see these hangings in the Chinese homes.
大地回春。
We see that spring returns to earth.
万象更新。
And we see renewal and regeneration.
感谢天父。
We thank the Lord.
这个大地每年呢更新一次。
That our earth will have this renewal process every year.
每年呢复兴一次。
Every year it will be revived.
我住在香港。
I live in Hong Kong.
香港人没有办法了解春天的意义。
It's hard for people to live in Hong Kong to grasp the concept of spring.
那么香港的弟兄姊妹来到美国以后，你们了解，开始了解。
And so for those that are from Hong Kong, now you will begin to understand here in the United States.
如果住在西雅图呢，不过了解一半。
But if you're in Seattle, you only understand it halfway.
如果你们的冬天还不够冷。
Because your winter are just not bitter enough.
如果要充分了解，还要跑到美国的当中的地带。
But if you want to understand truly what spring means, you probably should go to the central part of America.
我在中国华北长大。
I grew up in the China in the northern end.
在华北啊，冬天很冷。
And in China, the northern China winters are very cold.
穿连衣一件、两件、三件。
You wear about three padded garments.
很多小孩子早上起身的时候哭。
And little children will cry when they have to get out of bed.
因为他们要穿衣服，穿上很凉。
Because the clothes that you put on are very cold.
所以要爸爸妈妈要先把这个棉衣烤暖，用火烤暖给他们穿。
And their clothes have to be first warmed before they will put it on.
他们穿一件，穿两件，三件。
And they wear one upon the other.
所以穿完以后手这样。
And so their hands are sticking out by the time they are all garbed.
他们放不下。
They can't even put their arms down.
所以你看那小孩子都是这样的玩。
And so they play in that manner.
那就是冬天。
That is winter.
春天呢？
What about spring?
到了春天来的时候，你到野地看看。
When you see the wilderness,
地面呢，三尺之内由这个，比方说春气滚动。
You see within 3 feet on the earth's surface when you see the breath of spring.
就好像这个喷射机刚起飞的时候喷出来的那个动的气。
Just like the exhaust from a helicopter that's taking off.
在这个春天的田野里面就看见这个。
In the meadows, in the spring, there you see the existence of spring.
那个春气一动，这个地面就变了。
And when the breath of spring comes upon the land, things change.
青草出来了。
Green grass sprouts.
迎春花出来了。
All the flowers start to greet spring.
万象更新。
There's a regeneration of the earth.
这个复兴很宝贵。
Now that revival is very precious.
冬天的时候。
In the winter.
很多的动物冬眠。
Many animals hibernate.
看他们好像是死了。
It looks like they're dead.
其实是活着。
But they're not.
有生命，但是好像死。
They have life, but they look like they're dead.
这是冬眠。
That is hibernation.
到了春天来。
But when spring comes along,
他们出来了。
They emerge.
充满了生命。
They're full of life.
活泼的生命。
Full of vitality.
动作。
Full of action.
有活动。
Here they can move.
基督徒也是这样。
This is the way with Christians.
我们把这个叫。侍奉的复兴。
Here we call this a revival in our service.
有的基督徒慢慢进到冬眠里面。
There are some Christians that have gone into hibernation.
在圣工上冬眠了。
They have hibernated as far as their service is concerned.
春天来了。
Now is spring.
要出来了。
Time to get out.
要出来了。
Time to come out.
充满活泼的生命。
Time to come out full of life.
来为主工作。
And work for the Lord.
最后。
Then lastly,
第七幅的图画,
we see the seventh picture.
八十四篇第六节,
verse 6 of Psalm 84.
八十四篇第六节,
Psalm 84, verse 6.
他们经过流泪谷, 叫这谷变为泉源之地, 并有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷。
Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools.
这里提到秋雨之福。
Here we talk about the rain.
原来是流泪谷。
Here a valley appears.
但是盐泪呢，变作秋雨。
But this rain becomes fall rain.
这是一个宝贵的改变。
We see this transformation.
有的时候基督徒经过流泪谷。
Sometimes Christians pass through the valley of tears.
结果被痛苦打倒了。
And they are struck down by this agony. We are discouraged. And we fall. This is the time we need to be revived. Some people are unable to withstand the testing of agony. Some people fall, but they get up. Praise the Lord.
神的恩典能够使我们在痛苦中起来。
The grace of God allows us to rise from these pains.
大家都知道这个蔡淑娟姊妹。
We're all familiar with Sister Christina Chai.
安死之后。
The Queen of the Dark Chambers.
她现在93岁。
She's 93 years old now.
不是93就是94。
Or somewhere around there.
她大半辈子在暗室里面生活。
She spent the better part of her life in darkness.
也刚刚得病的时候
So when she first was struck and ill
受不了
She couldn't take it
被打倒
She was stricken
但是神的恩典把她托起来
But the grace of God lifted her up
她多年来成了神手中赐福的器皿
And for these many years she became a vessel unto blessing in the hands of God
去探望她的人没有一个不得到她的感动
Not one of her visitors leave without being moved
感谢
We thank God
她得到一个复兴
she has gotten a revival.
结果成了秋雨的福气来了。
And she became, it became a blessing of the fall rain.
秋雨是什么？
What does that mean?
秋雨是撒种之前的雨。
It is a rain before one sows the seed.
春雨是收割之前的雨。
The rains of spring is a rain before the harvest.
所以在圣经里面的原文呢，秋雨叫做早雨，春雨叫做晚雨。
And so in the original text, the fall rain is the early rain, and spring rain is the late rain.
那个，所以这样讲呢，是根据收成而言。
And the time of reference is harvest.
春天下了雨。
In the rains, in the spring.
农夫才能撒种。
The farmers then can sow seed.
秋天下了雨。
When it rains in the fall,
庄稼最后长成。
And the harvest will come to be.
春天，我说是春天吧，那就是收成。
Harvest will be.
所以秋雨是预备好了撒种。
And so the fall rain is in preparation for the sowing of the seed.
盐瑞变作秋雨。
Where tears become these fall rain.
能够有丰富的收成。
So we can prepare ourselves for a ripe harvest.
我用一件事实做结束。
Let me conclude with an incident.
去年的一月。
Last January.
我到了这个 Springfield, Illinois.
I went to Springfield, Illinois.
在那里领会。
I led a series of meetings there.
有一天呢，一个朋友带我去看这个林肯总统的坟墓。
One day, a friend took me to see the burial site of President Lincoln.
大家知道林肯的这个纪念像在 Washington, D.C.
We see the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.
但是他的坟墓呢，在他的老家，就是 Springfield, Illinois.
But he was buried in his homeland, Springfield, Illinois.
我去看的时候，
And when I went to visit there,
我就想到林肯总统的经验。
I thought about the experiences of Lincoln.
他的人生里面呢，至少有八次的痛苦的事。
There were at least eight times of crises where he suffered great pain.
是很沉重的打击。
Severe stricken.
我举两个例子。
For example,
他刚刚出来工作。
When he first started to work,
就和一个人合伙做生意。
He went into partnership with a friend.
结果受了那个人欺骗。
And was cheated out of the business.
然后呢，他要用17年的时间来还债。
Of which he spent the next 17 years trying to clear his debts.
被人骗。
He was cheated.
一个人人生有几个17年？
How many 17 years of lifespan are there in one's life?
这个很悲惨。
That was a tragedy.
第二件事。
Then secondly,
他很爱一个女子。
He was deeply in love with a woman.
但是结婚之前，那个女子死了。
But before they had time to get married, the girl died.
他的心破碎。
And his heart was broken.
他这样八次受打击。
He was suffering eight times like these major crises in his life.
但是他对神有信心。
But he had faith in God.
最后他成功。
And in the end, he succeeded.
作为总统。
He became president.
南北战争的时候。
During the Civil War.
在有一年的6月30号。
June 30th.
他要全国的人禁食祷告一整天。
He called for a national day of fasting in prayer.
结果这个战争的局势转变。
And so the war took a different change.
这个北军得胜。
And the Northern Army won.
这个奴隶的制度废除。
And slavery was abolished.
林肯经过这样打击。
He went through these afflictions one after the other.
但最后成了他蒙的恩典。
But in the end they became blessings to him.